It is that time back from vacation, rested, relaxed, full of energy, and full of BS as always.
And recharged.
Oh, recharged.
And the BS is recharged.
Mm-hmm. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. I did not think about work on vacation. I did not. I checked emails just to get rid of the garbage. But other than that, I didn't do anything. So the would you rather questions were written in haste.
Written in haste, okay.
I was in a hurry to write them, but a couple of them made me giggle.
Oh boy.
So, you know, the creative juices are always rolling. They're always overflowing.
Especially with Pat Kohler. They're always going 24/7.
So we took a little break last week, played a Would You Rather Rewind. And this week we're back at it. You ready?
Well, I'm as ready as I'll ever be, Pat.
Good deal. Would you rather? Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather work in a place with a lot of office drama or one where no one talks to each other?
Hmm. See, I wouldn't know drama because we don't have any.
We don't have any drama. We don't.
No, not at all. But could you imagine going to the office, working the whole day, and not speaking to a single person?
That would be nice. I mean, yeah, that'd be weird.
Pat, I don't know if I could do that.
No.
I mean, but the drama would be, I mean, I feel like that'd be draining. But at the same time, being very just quiet all the time, that would just...
Yeah, it's like me being out of the office last week.
It was weird. Went upstairs and I'd sit in the chair and it was peaceful. No.
I'm sure. Sure it was.
But, you know, Pat, I just couldn't handle the silence. I'd probably have to go for the office drama. I think it would keep me on my toes, make things interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
So-and-so sleeping with so-and-so, and so-and-so broke up with so-and-so, and, you know, finding out which employee is always in crisis, and, you know, then you've got overly positive people, and then you have the negative people.
It'd be like a soap opera.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Coming up next on Days at the Office.
Yeah, I'd probably have to pick that too. And then I would mess with people. I would probably end up stirring the pot a little bit because that's just my personality.
Oh, yeah. It'd be, what did Pat say to stir up things this time?
Well, I would just feed off of the office drama and just keep poking.
I know, exactly.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. I always love your answers. They're so thoughtful. They're so methodical.
Just letting you know what goes on inside in between both ears.
Question number two. Would you rather take a bubble bath with a stranger, or every time you hear the Detroit Lions Gridiron Heroes break into a striptease dance?
That wasn't a problem until about 3 years ago because we weren't scoring.
Bubble bath with a stranger, or every time you hear Gridiron Heroes, you break into a striptease dance.
Brown, Jared Goff. Chicken Brown. Hey,
touchdown, Detroit Lions. Here we go. All right.
Hey, you want to come over and watch a Lions game? I think I'm going to stay at home.
Now, are they playing the Cowboys? Oh, boy. I'm going to be doing it a lot then. Ooh, did I just say that out loud?
Mm.
Well, it was true last year. Put up almost 50. I'm so wrapped up in the second part. What was that first part of the question again?
Would you rather take a bubble bath with a stranger?
Ooh, yeah.
Or do a gridiron striptease dance?
See, I don't know where that stranger's been. And although, you know, you go into a pool, you're with other people in water that you don't know where they've been, but a bubble bath... Yeah, I know.
You can just see it. The music starts.
Yeah.
You rip off your shirt and you flip it between your legs and kind of pulling it back and forth like you're toweling off.
Yeah. Video of that, I might go viral.
Good.
Check There's out this guy millions. Lives out in North Central Iowa. Big Lions fan.
Rip off your jersey.
Oy, oy, oy. You know what, Pat? I will probably go with
the, Are those dirt stains?
I hope so. You said striptease, though, right?
Striptease,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going all the way. That's good.
No, that's a striptease.
Well, I thought it was a tease. I thought we're not giving the whole thing.
Well, yes, but... All the way down to your T-back Speedo, how does that sound?
All right, at least I'm covered up. I'll still do the strip tease, because I don't want to sit in that bubble bath with another stranger.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially, you know, the rubber ducky floating around just makes things awkward.
I like it.
Who created that bubble, you or me? Yeah, exactly. No, thank you.
Question number three. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by your great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Would you rather be raised by a family of Bigfoots? Big feet?
Maybe plural, yeah.
Big feet? So we know that it's a Bigfoot. So if it's a pack of Bigfoots, would it be Big Feet?
Yetis, maybe.
Okay. Skunk apes, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's go with Big Feets. We'll throw an S on the end of it. Would you rather be raised by a family of Big Feets? Or by a family of Packer fans?
That's cruel and unusual punishment. I feel like the way of the... What'd you call it? Bigfoots or Big Feets?
Big Feets. Yetis. The Sasquatches. Yeah,
the way of the Big Feets would be an interesting way of life, I'm sure.
Sure.
Yeah. But the other term, the other way, being raised by, you know, that... group of Packer fans. I mean, hey.
Yeah, let me be specific. Green Bay Packer fans.
Yeah.
If you were...
The thought of it is just making my skin crawl.
But if you were raised by Sasquatches, they could teach you how to disappear into the woods. They'd teach you how to have superhuman strength, maybe.
Yeah, and right? I wouldn't have to worry about being lactose intolerant as a Packer fan. Too much cheese.
Right. But if you were raised by a family of Packers, they could teach you... Nope.
Where'd you want to go? Come on.
No. I'm going to put the brakes on that one. Oh, nope. That would... 51 would get calls.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a Vikings fan who's saying it, so.
Bigfoots or Packer fans?
You know, Pat, just because, I don't know, I don't like the cheese triangles, the cheese heads. I wouldn't want to be raised that way. I'd probably go with the big feets.
All right. That'd be kind of cool. You'd be like, almost like a Tarzan. You know, raised by the apes.
Yeah, but I'd be raised by big feets.
Yetis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Bonus question number four. Bonus question. Question number four. Listen very carefully. Would you rather have a toilet that sobs quietly after you poop in it, or one that loudly demands more?
Are we getting an upgrade at the station?
More.
The sobbing would be make it stop.
Would you rather have a toilet that sobs quietly after you poop in it, or one that loudly demands more?
Oh, it's sick. It's absolutely sick.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Until you haven't missed a beat. Oh. See, I'd feel almost bad at that point because, you know, if I had to go, and here it is, just make it stop. But then you got the other toilet that's, you know, asking for more, and you don't feel offended if it's a big trip. So, you know, I'd hate to make the toilet cry.
Give it more. Give it more.
You know, Pat, I'm going to give it more.
Oh, man, you're going to have a toilet that loudly demands more every time you're sitting on it. Oh, goodness sakes. Classic. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.